Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called Rodents versus Other Pests in Seattle. You know, people often ask me what makes Seattle's pest problems so unique. While most major cities are battling armies of cockroaches, we've got something entirely different going on here in the Emerald City. We're talking about a full-blown rodent situation that's completely changing the pest control game. Let me break down why Seattle's become such a rat and mouse paradise. First off, our climate is basically a five-star resort for rodents. We've got these mild temperatures year-round, like a perfect little thermostat set just for them. Add in our famous Seattle moisture, and you've created the ultimate rodent bed and breakfast. And since we rarely get those deep freezes that other cities experience, these little guys can keep on breeding like they're running their own dating service. Now, let's talk about our city itself. Seattle's got this whole underground world, a network of spaces that might as well be luxury rat highways. Every time we start a new construction project, which seems like every other day, we're basically playing musical chairs with established rat colonies. And don't get me started on our restaurant districts. They're like an all-you-can-eat buffet for our furry friends. Here's the kicker. While most cities are dealing with a mixed bag of pests, Seattle's got a clear frontrunner. A whopping 70% of our pest complaints are about rats and mice. Cockroaches? They're practically tourists here. Our climate just isn't their cup of tea. And those traditional pest control methods that work great elsewhere? They're about as useful as an umbrella in a hurricane when it comes to our rodent situation. Let me share a perfect example. Last year, during the Pike Place Market renovation, we uncovered rat colonies that would make a New York subway rat blush. It was like discovering an underground city. And I'm not talking about the tourist attraction kind. This discovery forced us to completely rethink our pest control strategy. So here's your golden ticket to rodent control in Seattle. Focus on sealing any gaps smaller than a quarter inch. That's right, these acrobats can squeeze through tiny spaces and eliminate food sources. Do these two things and you'll slash your rodent risk by 80%. It's like putting up a no vacancy sign that actually works. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.